Dear blogger, scientist, pharmacist, or whoever you are, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, according to the time you are listening to this audio topic. First of all, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Guillermo Bunda, leader of China CPO Challenger Group. I'm a PhD candidate at China Pharmaceutical University here in Nanjing, and I'm acting as well as a clinical pharmacist trainee at Nanjing Tom Tower Hospital. Today, allow me to give you a short presentation on one of my favorite and best topic, the patient teaching. Why do I like this subject, by the way? I think that most of you will agree with me that the patient teaching is a critical and central part of our practice of all healthcare provider. Although patient teaching has long been a cornerstone of healthcare practice, right? The shortening of hospital stays has increased the need for discharge teaching plans that include home care. Today, patients are assuming the responsibility for aspect of care which were previously entered in the hospital. Therefore, healthcare provider must enlarge the assessment of patient education need to include not only the disease but also the environment or the surrounding to which a patient will be returning. In developing an individual teaching plan, the care provider must incorporate basic principle of adult learning into the assessment of the patient. Some of the issues to be considered in developing educational discharge plan for home care can be categorized in two parts. First part, it's called educational assessment. The second part is called environmental assessment. But in the second part, you should also stretch out the point like the level of information that you are giving to the patient, the use of the patient education tools, the family participation, the teaching skills, the timing of patient education, and the patient education for the elderly. So let's start with the first part. What is the educational assessment, by the way? Educational assessment is the process of documenting usually in the measurable term like knowledge, skills, attitude, and belief. Patient education begins with the assessment of what the patient needs to know to achieve recovery and to return to the home. So because of a lot of factors such as anxiety or discomfort, patients return little information in the hospital. So we, as healthcare provider, should limit the information to a specific content, skill, and behavior necessary to learn before discharge. Because sometimes by giving them too much information, it's just like putting a burden on their shoulder while you are confusing them with so much information that we are giving to them. So let's be specific when we give an information to the teacher, to the patient. Don't go around, just hit the target with simple words. Therefore, what the patient wants to know and what can be learned in the limited time available should be set up into the assessment of necessary information to cover. And an assessment plan considers all points that will influence the teaching and learning process: age, sex, education level, culture, language skill, religious practice, occupation, and even previous life experience can influence the patient's ability to learn. You have heard me point out factors like religious practice, which might be at the first view not very important during this protocol. But believe you me, that it does play a key role during the assessment of the patient education. So as clinical pharmacists or simple as a healthcare provider, must try to assess the patient's lifestyle preference and attitude toward health and healthiness. Barriers to learning such as physical limitation, finance, and type of healthcare coverage must always be evaluated, particularly when prescribing home care equipment and supply. Because some physicians, they only prescribe some home care equipment without even evaluating the health insurance that the patient has. Because it's not all the equipment, it's not all the drug that all the insurance, health insurance can cover. So before going any further with the prescribing issue, we should first study, we should first know the type of healthcare insurance that the patient has. So let's move to our second part that I call environmental assessment. One of the greatest part in this patient teaching is the surrounding assessment, because if you don't really know this fact, be sure that the patient education plan implemented won't meet the outcome that we are all looking for, which is the quick and best health recovery of the patient. So in preparing the patient for home care, you must assess the physical and community environment to which the patient will be discharged from. If the patient is discharged to home, the healthcare provider should make sure and certain that the home condition is safe and suitable for the patient to carry out the instruction given. For example, we should know that in which floor of a building the patient has is or her apartment. The external environment includes both hospital-based and community resource available and affordable to the patient. I stretch at this point, affordable to the patient. For example, for a patient who has undergone heart surgery, it's crucial for him or for her to have well environmental resource to be able to recover as soon as possible. His or her diet should be monitored with care in order to meet the requirement of the medication she's taking or he is taking. Because as you know, patient who has undergone heart surgery for heart valve replacement to take warfarin. And warfarin is a medication which is simple and complex because it interacts with a lot of things. It interacts with lifestyle, it interacts with disease, it interacts with other medication. So it's really important to set up a good external environment for the patient during the home care. Yeah. So for everything of those factors I just stretch out, the healthcare provider must become familiar with community resources such as self-help program, home health agency, or even professional organization to which a person can be referred. But let's talk a little bit about the level of information that we give to the patient. The information given to the patient should be appropriate for the patient's age, literacy level, education, and even language skills. Because patient-made tools should be set up between 6th and 8th grade reading level. The use of medical terminology or jargon should be avoided. For example, it's simple and wise to use the term heart attack rather than myocardial infarction. Because by using those high standard terminology, medical terminology, you're just confusing the patient. They don't know. Some of them are not even educated. Should know that yeah, most of the patients are not educated, especially here in China. They're from the countryside, so it's hard for them to know what the patient, what the pharmacist or what the doctor is talking about. So it's, why just use a simple terminology to express something big? Yeah, so by keeping the medical terminology as simple as we can, we will enhance the understanding level. So, which kind of tools do we use to teach those kind of patients? We've shortened length of stay and limited time for teaching. Print and audiovisual tools are important addition for any discharge teaching plan. They are, however, just addition. And should not replace individualized instruction. Yeah, I repeat it. They should not replace individualized instruction, because any healthcare provider should meet with the patient face to face, discuss about issues, not just give them booklet or CD or DVD and say, okay, go and read home or go and watch it home. No, they have to first discuss with the patient, give them all the information, and then add to this talk those tools like booklet, CD, or even DVD information. So the printed material can vary from comprehensive booklets to single topic tier sheet, as I just pointed out. They are really useful to reinforce information provided to the patient while he was still at the hospital. Because of the low retention and recall level of hospitalized patients, printed material is an important reminder of key points after the patient returns home. Because some patients even forgot what the healthcare provider has told them. So, they can refer to those booklets, they can refer to those DVDs, refer to those CD to remember what they were talking about at the hospital. So nowadays, we even have internet, which is a potential and valuable source of information. The benefit of using website is that the patient is it's self-direct and is being at home using his internet, is not stressed. But the point is, like, by giving to the patient some kind of website, you should first evaluate those kind of those website, because as we know nowadays, website right now display any kind of information. So we should know which kind of information is suitable for the patient, and then we can give them those kind of link. That's kind of website address. So let's talk about the role of the family in this patient education. As hospital stays shorten, discharged patient might not feel prepared for or isn't even physically capable of performing self-care activities. So family members are the vital link in the transition from hospital to home care. Families must be included in all discussion and demonstration. Yeah, they are the way the key transition from hospital to home care. So we should include them in every step of our teaching education protocol. Let's focus a little bit about the teaching skills. So to maximize patient self-care skills, the healthcare provider or a pharmacist must permit sufficient time and opportunity for the patient to practice the skills. Practice should be integrated into all encounter with the patient, not save up until the patient is ready to for discharge. Every effort must be made up to ensure that learning takes place in progressive steps, and that the patient are not run overwhelmed with too much information that we are giving them. So we should know that the patient education is not a once-off procedure, but a repeated protocol to allow returning the information provided. But talking about the time, how do we teach them? How do we set our time for teaching those patients? Are we just teaching them from the morning, in the afternoon? Or are we just teaching 2 hours a day, or just 15 minutes a day? So, providing ample time for patient teaching has always been a challenge, yeah, because doctors are busy, nurses are busy, so providing ample time it's always a challenge for them. But with short hospital stay, healthcare provider must develop a series of strategies to ensure that patient educational needs are met. So no matter how busy they are, they have to find a way to teach those patients. They have to find a way to provide information. For example, in a hospital setting, the education plan must begin from the admission to the discharge term, to the discharge period, and should be incorporated into the daily management plan that provides frequent patient encounter. In developed countries where the healthcare network is well designed, classroom activities may even have been scheduled more frequently during the week to provide additional opportunity for the patient and the family to learn and to participate. So early involvement and teaching of the family or caretaker are really important. Particularly if the patient's clinical condition preclude them for learning. So providing post-discharge phone number and resource to call for any clarification is really important. So let's talk about the elderly. How do we teach them? Because we teach different age with different strategy, right? So as the population of the elder increase, educational program must also integrate the understanding of normal changes of ages into the assessment of older learners, because they are slow to memorize, they are slow to retain information. So for example, because of the liver metabolism is reduced, drug elimination may be reduced as well, causing an increase of the number of side effects. Yeah, this might be particular concern in patient taking a lot of medication for a lot of illness, such as cancer patient or those undergoing anesthesia. So the key to effective learning is to allow ample time for older learner to understand each of the various instructions given. Effective learner will vary depending on the patient's physical health, functional ability, and even medical status. So we must also keep in mind that why the goal is to restore health and to preserve independence. Frequent assessment of the patient's abilities to function independently must be carried out in order to prevent injury or disability. Dear blogger, I'm coming across the end line of this audio topic. Thank you for you taking your time to listen. God bless you and wish you all the best. It was Guillermo Bunda on behalf of Channel CPU Challenger for PharmaInfo. Thank you.